Reno Center, July 17, 2022. Everybody's connected via Zoom tonight. Cavi starts the study circle by reading quotes from Baba.
Tonight, we have a continuation, the final quotes from the Guru Purnima study guide from the Sai Center. The first one is called Reality Hidden Behind the Screen. Every man should strive to become an ideal human being. Just as God is an eternal witness, every man should stand as a witness. It is not possible for anyone to see the reality hidden behind the screen. The cause is behind the screen, and the effect is in front of the screen. So recognize this relationship between the cause and effect and redeem your life. Embodiments of love. Imagine how happy everyone would be if the entire world is filled with this pure, sublime, and sacred ideal. Do not show hatred towards anyone. Whomever you neglect or disregard, it also reaches God. Recognize that God is your preceptor. He is the preceptor of preceptors. When you have such an all-pervading guru himself, why should you worry and go after other gurus? All are children of God. All are sparks of the same divinity. And all are embodiments of the divine, as declared in the Bhagavad Gita. There is no place where there is no Brahman. Scientists declared that the cosmos is pervaded by atomic energy. Vedanta has declared that God is the smallest in small and biggest in big. God is everywhere. Everything is atomic energy. So also, everything is Brahman. So, embodiments of love, don't worry about anything. Contemplate on God. There is nothing more than this. That will provide you with everything and leads to the merger with Brahman. Anything about this that really stands out to you that you want to talk about, please share.
Hi, this is Mandana. When I was reading this, and also when I was listening to my conversation with Sat, and as well as Love and Wisdom, reading that book, I tried the omnipresent meditation, and I was never able to do it in the past, not as easily. And when I did it this time, I did ask, if God is everywhere, then who am I? But I had to ask one other question. If God is everywhere, and if God is only one, then who am I? That's when I was able to connect to all creations of God. And that's the only way I can love everybody, because if everything is in one, you can't love part of it, and you're a part of it. So you have to love the entire thing. And I thought I loved most of the creation, the nature, animals, and many people. And I realized those people that I did not truly love is because I was judging them. I was being too self-righteous, and I didn't accept. And that's something that I have to work on for myself. Thank you.
Just something that gave me a feeling that I wanted to share was the line where Baba says, the cause is behind the screen and the effect is in front of the screen. So recognize this relationship between the cause and effect and redeem your life. And the way he says redeem your life really, it really sat with me, because I feel like that's what I'll speak for myself, when I look back, have gotten to do on this path is redeem your life. And I think I can just look at this and see how much time I used to spend on the effect and trying to make the effect do what I wanted it to do. And And just this just makes me happy. So it's just a feeling of happiness about redeeming your life. And I just, yeah, feel good about it. That this is our path.
For me, this quote has overwhelming oneness, which takes me to silence. There is no other way. There is no other remedy. There is no other path. And it, I feel inside like oneness. I feel it so big that it doesn't fit in my body.
I was going to share one other thing that gave me a feeling before we go into the questions. And it's at the end of this one, Bubba says, so embodiments of love, don't worry about anything. Contemplate on God. There is nothing more than this. And today in FDE, at the end of one of the quotes, Sat says, I'm happy I had the chance to see all of you. Keep yourself happy. Nobody else can give you this happiness. And both of them, there's this way of just saying, just be happy. Don't worry. And it's the simplicity with which it's said makes me feel like how quickly you can go from feeling one way to like remembering. It's just like that. And it's the power with which these two say it that gives me incredible excitement that the gymnastics I got into to get into a bad place, I don't have to undo them. I just need to remember what's being said. And I love that. So we'll go to the first question. Just as God is an eternal witness, every man should stand as a witness. It is not possible for anyone to see the reality hidden behind the screen. The cause is behind the screen and the effect is in front of the screen. So recognize this relationship between the cause and effect and redeem your life. What does it mean for every man to stand as a witness? What is your understanding of this? I had for this question what it means. I just figured to me this meant when we're taught, when our tools show us to witness our thoughts, to watch our thoughts, to watch our feelings, to watch these things that are like coming onto us. I thought maybe that is what it means to stand as a witness. Anybody else?
Heavy. I'm not sure if I'm right, but what came to my mind and got my attention right after reading this was when Sat says in Most Precious talks about looking at the world with eyes half open and the fact that the what is important and real is the unseen, the part which is closed. And I don't have the book in front of me, but that brought me to that part of Most Precious, like giving importance to unseen versus like manifestation, what we see. And that way of looking with eyes half open, also I think part of it is witnessing. You're not jumping into action, jumping into just doing. It's more being than doing.
To be honest with you, I didn't understand this part of it. And I'm sorry, I tried very hard. I didn't understand. So if there is a good explanation, I would appreciate it.
I don't know if I'm right, but one thing that came to my mind is with this eternal, with God being the eternal witness, and with every man should stand as a witness. Baba should say, usually says, my life is my message. And then he used to say, your life is my message. So maybe we should live such a life as a message to others. I'm not sure. Sat, you should tell. I don't understand either.
Daddy, could you read it again?
Just as God is an eternal witness, every man should stand as a witness. It is not possible for anyone to see the reality behind the screen. So recognize this relationship between the cause and effect and redeem your life.
Well, it might shock you guys what I have to say, but it's not as easy as Baba says. If you don't believe me, go and witness everything because you love your guru and you want to do what he says. Ultimately, this is what Baba says is nothing but the truth, but through my own experience. When there is a me that wants to witness, the witnessing does not happen permanently. The moment the me is not there, the witnessing happens automatically. So, to give that responsibility to ego, to personality, to me, to witness, it sounds amazing. But how? How do you want me to witness at all time without the grace? And the more responsibility we carry, the less we can actually put it to practice. I can say that because I've been on this path over 2/3 of my life. And my personal experience is we have to go to silence. And in order to do that, it's just doing our practices. But Cavi was saying, just be aloof to the thoughts. And who is being aloof? It's dying down of the ego. Then it will be a permanent witnessing as itself. So all the practices and all the wisdom that Baba gives and practices that we are doing is not for the thinker to witness things, it's for thinker to lose his personality. And if Baba thinks this is possible, I'm asking for his grace upon all of us. If what I'm saying is not the right thing to say, that there is another way. But to my experience, the less I am, the more witness appears.
Thank you, Sat.
Now, if anybody else has a different experience, please come forward.
Shall I go to the next one, Set? The next part. So, embodiments of love. Don't worry about anything. Contemplate on God. There is nothing more than this. That will provide you with everything and leads to the merger with Brahman. What is your understanding or experience with contemplating on God as described here?
I can say that God and silence are the same thing. Then concentrating on God or contemplating on God, I'm sorry, is just zooming in on that silence. That's what I understand in this.
This reminded me of one of the chat that Sat led us to contemplate on the kingdom of heaven. And I felt something different than when Sat led us like to contemplate on our inner self, to realize the God, the kingdom of heaven within our own self. I felt the merger then. Thank you, Sat.
I want to say one more thing. I was just thinking that if we did not have this understanding by our practices and our path about God, I would probably still look up in the sky and worship him somewhere else. So thank God for the teachings and for all the wisdom that leads us to focus within. And like Serenia was saying, that, you know, the kingdom of God is within.
For me, I think I have, because of the tools and the meditations that we get, I think I have more experience with that self-inquiry, like, who am I? Where did I come from? And I was actually listening to Self-Inquiry on Trust and Let Go today. And to me, I don't know, is that the same thing as contemplating on God, is asking? Because it takes me to such a peaceful release. It does things for me to ask those questions. But I don't know if that's the same as contemplating on God. Sat, what do you think?
Anything you do that gives you expansion of the heart is being with the self, or being with God. Everything that limits us is of temporary.
Thank you. The next passage from the study guide is called Shraddha and Bhakti. Shirdi Sai Baba used to ask for 2 rupees as an offering from devotees who visited him. The 2 rupees symbolized faith and devotion. These are the 2 qualities he expected from the devotees. The combination of the 2 is essential for spiritual progress. Only then will bliss dawn, just as a plant emerges from the seed. From this day onwards, give up all differences and concentrate on the realization of the Brahman. All are embodiments of Brahman. In due course, all will realize this truth by eschewing narrow-minded differences. However, it is not so easy to develop this sense of spiritual oneness except through constant practice. When you follow the command of God, you will certainly attain divinity. The primary requisite is to attain God's love, then everything will follow. So my first question is, what is your understanding of faith and or devotion on this path?
I would say believing and giving it all, wanting it badly. Believing in it and wanting it badly.
For me, both faith and devotion, it goes hand in hand. Without one, there is not other. And both leads to complete trust or surrender.
For me, faith is trust in the one that has been proven to me, her words, her actions, how everything has come true, and also unwavering loyalty and sincerity and the deepest respect for that source that I've come to know as Sat.
For me, always faith and devotion is the foundation. In my life was a foundation. And I wish I could say that for me, my process, like Serenia was saying, faith and devotion went together. My devotion was so strong, I honestly didn't know if I had trust that is needed. It was just crazy love. And later on, like Serenia was saying, I saw that they are both there. It's just that the fire of one was overshadowing the other.
What does it mean to give up all differences and concentrate on the realization of Brahman? What does that mean in your experience, your path?
Go ahead, but I hope what you're going to say explains to me what Baba means by differences.
I was actually going to say, I don't know what it means to give up all differences, but I do know what it means to give up things that hurt and thoughts that hurt, or to give up. I know what that means. And so I don't know what differences are, but I know what it means to give up what is painful. But you were going to ask what differences mean to everybody. You want me to ask the group? Yeah. What do differences mean for everyone here?
Well, I was thinking that when I don't know anything and I'm empty, then there are no differences that exist. So I was thinking that differences maybe are opinions or judgments, or even you could say thoughts, because they're the divided instead of that one.
The way I'm understanding that part is give up all the differences and concentrate on the realization of the Brahman is when you're getting like something to do with like body identification, thinking like I'm Kumud, you're Sat, you're Kavi, removing that part of it is how I'm understanding. Like, I'm not sure if it's right, but.
To me, is in giving up the mind, giving up and believing in that whatever the mind says is correct. And there is diversity, as others said, in the thoughts and the mind, but in the silence, there is no diversity. There is no multiplicity. I'm not sure if I'm right, but that's the way I see it.
You know what it reminds me of is, Sat, do you remember when you did that thing where you're like, look at the thing you're trying to get, right? Like your desire, look at the thing you're grabbing. But like, instead of looking at the thing you're grabbing, like look at your hand grabbing it. And to me, it feels a little bit like that. Like it gives me the same feeling of like that I get when I look at my hand rather than the thing it's going for. But like, rather than going so outside for something, it's just to recognize what's grabbing for it. It gives me that feeling. What does it mean to attain God's love as expressed here? What does that mean?
I had the same question.
Baba says, as those of us that been with Baba, he says, God is love, God is love, God is love. The degree that we experience the pure consciousness or pure being, to that extent we're loved by God, by the self. But literally, if you say, what can I do to have God's love? As day-to-day think, I would say by closeness. You know, when you sit by the fire, you get warm. When you're shivering away from the fire, then you won't feel the warm. Again, I would say by association, by oneness, by association, by closeness.
Thank you.
Let me know if anybody else has anything else that is more clever than what I said.
There is a quote in here about death that I wanted to read. Everyone has to make their exit someday. That moment should not be a moment of anguish. One should depart gracefully with a smile and a bow. In order to do that, a lot of preparation is necessary. To depart, leaving all that has been accumulated during a long lifetime, is a hard task. So prepare for it by discarding attachment to one thing after another from now on. What is the significance of this quote for you? Or how does it make you feel? Or what is your understanding about how to prepare for this exit?
Well, I'm going to share, and I would like to hear from other people. As I said before, I go to my own funeral quite often. And my main reason is to see how detached I am and how other people feel about my life. In other words, they feel like they were loved instead of harmed. Did my life shed any light? That's been my practice for years and years. Where, and also it makes you familiar that the end for the body is inevitable. And it doesn't matter how it ends, but it just ends, the body just ends. And sometimes I have a really elaborate funeral, and sometimes it's very simple. Elaborate means more people to see how my life has touched them. And sometimes, you know, and also how I feel. Am I the feeling of wanting to still exist, or I have left that realms peacefully? That has been my preparation.
For me, I don't have any issues with my own exit. It's the attachment I still have with exit of loved ones. And that is still very difficult, very difficult. Thank you.
Sachin, we have just a few minutes left, and I have two more small quotes. Thought maybe I could just read them. Realize the heaven within. We shall be judged not by the creed we profess, or the label we wear, or the slogans we shout, but by the work, the industry, the sacrifice, the honesty, and the purity of the character. Realize the heaven within you, and all at once, all the desires are fulfilled. All the misery and suffering is put an end to. Feel yourself above the body and its environments, above the mind and its motives, above the thought of success or fear. The great cause of suffering in the world is that people do not look within. They rely on outside forces. The last is called Dewdrops of Divine Wisdom, and it's a letter. My dear boys, accept my blessings and love. Watch your words, watch your action, watch your heart. Character is power. Patience is all the strength that a boy needs. Sai is not far from you or away in some distant place. He is within you, in your own inner altar. Man suffers. He is unable to discover him there and draw peace and joy from that discovery. Boys, a loveless heart is a dry desert. Love is the foundation of life. The air that is inhaled and exhaled has to be loved in order that it may replenish and revive. That's it for Guru Purnima Study Guide. Thank you, Sat.
Thank you, everybody. Namaste. Thank you, Baba. Another beautiful gathering that we are allowed to have. Honestly, I was thinking about that today before our study circle and our meeting. I was thinking, what a privilege for us to get together and talk about God. Hallelujah.